MasterChef Back to Win has been one of the TV hits of 2020. Now, this Sunday, we actually return to the kitchen with more talented cooks. They just happen to be aged 14 and under. One of the trio that will be enjoying and judging the food is Andy Allen, and he's here this morning. Good morning, Andy.
G'day, Damon. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm doing really well. I tell you, it's perfect time to get back to some feel-good TV on the small screen. How good was it for you getting back into the kitchen?
It was unbelievable, and I think it was just a totally different ball game to what it was for Back to Win. I mean, Back to Win was amazing, and you know, it will always be very special to me, and that it was, you know, the first series that I was a judge. But coming back to, you know, Junior MasterChef, it was very much hugely fun, energetic, and a lot of laughs.
Mate, the previews for it just look so sweet and so joyous. There'll be a lot of people that see this show, though, and be utterly intimidated by the kids that are more talented than them in the kitchen. Just how impressive are these 14 juniors?
They couldn't be any more impressive. Like, that's a fact. Like, there's a lot of dishes that could have stood up on Back to Win, to be honest.
So, this is crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think the craziest thing is the way that the kids talk about food. They talk about food like they've been around it for 20 years and they've been cooking for 20 years. You know, how the dishes roll off the tongue, how they're talking about balance, how they're talking about texture. Like, it just all makes sense. And
yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
Hey, here's a measure, right? So I've subjected myself to the Andy Allen highlights from your season of the show, season 4. YouTube has a highlight mix of the journey. It was a slow build to success for you in that season. Do you reckon some of these kids would have had you covered?
Yeah. For sure.
Just for clear
sure.
Yes.
Well, the food that they're cooking today for sure would have had me covered. You know, I was quite lucky that I built, like, I was very lucky that I just kind of scraped through and wasn't at the bottom end, but I definitely wasn't at the top end of the competition. And it really, it just kind of clicked for me right at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, like, once top 10 hit, I really got some momentum and somehow managed to win a fair few challenges and take it out. But I'm not going to stand here and say that, you know, 9 years ago or 8 years ago that the kids weren't cooking better food than me, because some dishes they were, and it was, that's not a stab at myself. That's like saying how good these guys actually were.
Yeah, so, it's propping them up.
It's unbelievable.
Please tell me that there is just one kid that, while everyone else is making gourmet food, they're popping up like cheesy pasta and toasties and pizza with a pre-made base.
Nah. Sorry.
My 8-year-old's out. He's going to have to learn some new dishes.
Everyone's doing the fancy gear. I mean, when I say the fancy gear, there are a lot of the dishes were kind of revolved around classics. I think that you know, when you're learning to cook, that's, and you search the internet, which a lot of these kids do for what they're going to cook for dinner that night, they're drawn to the classics. And
yeah,
that was kind of a pretty solid theme throughout the competition. I remember like a lobster mornay being cooked. I remember a Gruyere and onion cheese tart, like that was cooked. A lot of these classic style dishes. However, it's pretty funny because that's very in vogue right now in the industry. They're like, you know, reinventing those classics is very, you know, right up the front of trends at the moment in the food industry. So not only were I looking at these dishes and going, yeah, that was good, I was like, that's a pretty good idea. Like, because they were just putting their small spin on these classic dishes. And I was taking notes, don't you worry.
We're talking to MasterChef Judge Andy Allen. Andy, did you put the hibachi grills away this season? Kids around an open flame does not seem safe.
Yeah, they're gone. You won't see them. So, yeah, the hibachi gate is gone this season. And there were a lot of things. Well, not a lot of things, but we just had to alter a few things so that they were kid-friendly, like deep fryers. I mean, we had at each bench, there is basically someone who works in the food team just to oversee the kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Help them, and help them with things like putting things in and out of the oven and deep frying. The kids actually had to, they weren't allowed to actually lower the basket. They had to put their food in the deep fryer, in the basket, and then get one of the food teams to come over and lower the basket for them just for safety, you know, like so it doesn't sit or anything like that. So, there are a lot of alterations that we had to make for the kids, but it's still the same old MasterChef.
It's fine to watch adults burn themselves into the kitchen. For kids, that's not okay. Hey, Be prepared to get your mind blown. This is going to be fun for the whole family. Junior MasterChef Australia, it premieres Sunday. It's October 11, 7:30, Network 10, Andy Allen. We can't wait for this, mate. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Cheers, Damon. Thanks for the chat, man. I hope you enjoy the show.